You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Reach around, reaching around, yeah, we'll reach around, reach around.
This is where we reach around the internet to bring you the finest in audio entertainment, wherever it may lurk, drawing it out of the darkness and into the light here on your dashboard. Now, with that said, we start today's reach around with funeral services. Yes, funeral services. This comes to us from Memphis, Tennessee. And I can't remember who posted this. It was like a solid... Oh, Jemele Hill.
Yes.
It was Jemele Hill, formerly of ESPN. But she likes to tweet more than she likes to be on ESPN.
Yep.
And she posted this and she said something like, Memphis, can't we do better? Now, I lived in Memphis. I lived in Memphis for a couple of years. And I'm a big fan of Jones Big Ass Barbecue and Foot Massage. But B&R, whatever this is, funeral services, you're going to hear a second voice pop up in the middle of this. That is a guy sitting up in a casket. This is a real commercial for a real funeral home.
In the time of bereavement, there are three things that's important to every family. That's service, professionalism, and cost. And if cost is a factor in your time of bereavement, yes, then you need to be going to R.B. Bernard Funeral Services, where a complete funeral package starts at
$1,895. My family spent $5,000. I told y'all don't come down here and we should have went to R.B. Bernard Funeral Service. Get my stuff and let's get up out of here. I mean, let's go.
Brother, everything is going to be okay.
I hope so.
Because your family is now going to do like so many families in the Mid-South area and take their loved ones to R. Bernard Funeral Services.
Keep it classy.
Where they will honor any funeral policy. You heard me correctly. They will honor any funeral policy that you want to take to any other funeral home. R. Bernard got you.
R. Bernard got you.
They should just combine it with the foot massage and barbecue.
They might as well. Yeah. Just,
you know, under all. But an
what
umbrella,
I like is that they, you know, they've kept the class in the, you know, the decorum, if you will, of the, you know, the whole funeral industry, which is nice.
Yeah, you're going to remember them, though, and you're going to remember they're cheap.
Well, and you know what? As a guy that's sadly planned more than one of these.
Yeah.
Cheap is not a bad thing.
No.
No, you can spend a lot of money on this. Not, and I'm not the pylon on the funeral industry. Everybody's got a job to do. I get it. Some of the stuff is even regulated, so you got to pay extra.
Yeah.
I understand that. But, like, I just remember when we were making arrangements for my father-in-law, I know the guy. I love the guy. I know him. He's going to hate how much this costs.
Yep.
He is going to hate that box. He's going to... I said to the dude, I said, look, I like the cheap box, but I don't like the handles. Can I change those out? I'll go to the Home Depot and get some damned handles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, can't modify. Can't do, you know, can't this, can't that, you know, family friend. Can't do it. No, it's regulated, man. Can't mess with anything up there.
I'll be really mad if they spend any money on my funeral.
I'm with you.
Really
I'm with you.
I'm planning on going to chucking you out the back of a car.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Let the birds pick at me, the vultures. Yeah. Leave me in the woods. Yeah, I'm going to a cremation station. It's in the mall. They have pizza for the kids, which I really like, and they have those animated robots that sing while you burn.
Nice.
It's awesome.
Nice.
You know what? Have fun with it. Put some
might
weights
well
on me.
Fun.
Take
a
boat out. Drop me in the water. Pretend you're
Recreate
the Sopranos for a day.
The Sopranos. Yes. I like it. You know who I am? Mo effing Green.
Yeah.
That's who I am. It's making my bones in this town before you were born. Hey, let's see here. Oh, okay. Here we are. Here we have Bad Singing from the 1940s.
Ooh.
This is funnier as a video, though. This doesn't do it justice.
Jeez. And I'm once again with you. When our love was new.
He's wearing a tux. I
know. See, it needs that. Can we put this video up? Will you put this on the Rumble Morning Facebook?
But that was long ago.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very, very nice. All righty, kids. Thank you. That brings us to this.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them. Also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. Yeah. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
I like it. Hey, go to the Rumble in the Morning Facebook page. You can see that video of the incredibly bad singing from the 1940s. I think you're going to love it. You know, when you drink too much tequila, you're probably going to get hungry on the way home.
Apparently, this was huge on the internet.
It was.
And I'd never heard it.
Me either. That's Shelly said she's had it for years.
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait a minute. I've got that taco smell. That pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
What?
I got that Pizza Hut. Okay. I got that Pizza Bell. I got that Pizza Bell.
No, you got the pizza butt. Okay. No, I got nothing there. And then finally this. Do you remember a simpler time?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Farm remembers. Climb up here on Granddaddy's lap and drink some of this lemonade.
We made it. According to today's regulators and bureaucrats, those of us who were kids in the 50s, 60s, 70s, or even early 80s probably should not have survived. Our baby cribs were covered with bright colored lead-based paint. We had no childproof lids or locks on medicine bottles, doors, or cabinets. And when we rode our bikes, we had no helmets. We drank water from the garden hose and not from a bottle. We ate cupcakes, bread, and butter, and drank soda with lots of sugar in it. But we were rarely overweight because we were always outside playing. We would leave home in the morning and play all day, as long as we were back when the streetlights came on. No one was able to reach us all day. Smartphones? We didn't have cell phones at all. No PlayStations, Xboxes, limitless channels on cable, laptops or tablets. Facebook was an actual face and an actual book. We had friends. We went outside and found them. We played dodgeball and sometimes the ball would hurt. We fell out of trees, got cut and broke bones and teeth. And there were no lawsuits from these accidents. No one was to blame but us. Remember accidents? We had fights and punched each other and got black and blue and learned to get over it. We made up games with sticks and tennis balls, and although we were told it would happen, we didn't put out any eyes. We rode bikes or walked to a friend's home, knocked on the door, rang the bell, or just walked right in and talked to him. Little League had tryouts, and not everyone made the team. Those who didn't had to learn to deal with disappointment. Some students weren't as smart as others, so they failed a grade and were held back to repeat the same grade. Tests were not adjusted for any reason. Our actions were our own. Consequences were expected. The idea of parents bailing us out if we got in trouble in school or broke a law was unheard of. They actually sided with the school or the law. Imagine that. Now, this generation has produced some of the best risk takers, problem solvers, and inventors ever. We had freedom, failure, success, and responsibility, and we learned how to deal with it. If you've related to anything that was just said, you're one of them. Congratulations. You made it.
You made it. You're going to be okay.
Whew.
Adversity? What's that? One of the greatest moments of my life was getting a phone call at home on a corded phone.
Phone's for you.
Hello? Yeah, this is the coach. You made the majors. You'll be playing for the Train air conditioning team. Uniforms tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The majors, dude. The minors were where everybody else went. Handed me a uniform that had never been worn before. Brand new, still in the packaging. Still in the plastic. Awesome. Great moment. Life's little victories, right?